This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The United States ranks last for affordability of health care on a list of 11 high-income countries. This from a new ranking by the Commonwealth Fund. Half of lower-income people in the U.S. say that price gets in the way of care. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
36-year-old Erica Colbath is putting off a lot of health care. She just can't afford it.
I need a root canal and some bridge work. I have a compressed disc in my spine that I just kind of do the best I can with it.
Colbath gets insurance through her job at a coffee roasting plant in Oklahoma, but it only covers emergency care, and she's already more than $3,000 in debt from gallbladder surgery about 6 months ago. Dr. Eric Schneider is the lead author of the Commonwealth Fund report. He found that higher-income Americans had a harder time affording care than low-income patients in the other countries he studied.
The U.S. is such a low performer on several of these measures that if healthcare were an Olympic sport, it's not clear the U.S. would even qualify to compete.
That's despite the fact that the U.S. spent more than those other countries on healthcare, about a sixth of its GDP. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.